Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Even when Ken and Lime aren't here, we still got lives to fix. And Garrett, from what I understand, you have a problem on your hands pertaining to celebrating the holidays, which, by the way, I don't think it's an issue. This does not revolve around celebrating the holidays too early or any of that stuff.
This
is like, if you do what you want to do, but this seems like might be crossing the line a little bit.
Yeah.
At least for you.
It's out of pocket. So let me explain. So my mother calls me the other day, and, you know, my wife is Filipino, and they skip Halloween, and they really skip Thanksgiving because it didn't dawn on me that Thanksgiving was just an American thing.
They don't celebrate the pilgrims coming?
Right, the whole pilgrim, okay, well, the whole pilgrim story. I'm like, yeah, you is okay. Right. That is kind of crazy. They go right to Christmas. So I got two Christmas trees up. Everything is full clad. I'm the only house on the block with all kind of bells and whistles outside of my crib right now. And so
your wife was one of the people like up at midnight on November 1st. Decorations already up.
No. What you mean? October 20th, something. What you mean? October.
Oh, yeah. You said they skip Halloween.
Yeah, skip all that. So my mom, she's in a festive mood. So she hits me up and says, listen, hey, guys. So I got three brothers. I'm the oldest of three brothers. Me and my middle brother are married, and my brother, he has a daughter. So she's the only grandchild in the family. So she's like, yeah, I was looking at this magazine, and I was wanting to know, we should get together and do one of those pajama things. I said, what you mean pajama things? Yeah, we get to match our pajamas. And then what I thought was, we could get to match our pajamas. And you already know when, like, black people start really getting into it because they be pausing. She's like, then what we can do is then we can put these on Christmas cards and send them to people. And I didn't even have to step up. My brother was like, nah, that's a party foul. My younger brother was like, I completely concur. That is definitely a party foul. We're not doing that.
It is your mom, though, Garrett.
And we shut her
this
all the way down.
This is your mom.
We shut her all the way down in the Christmas spirit. We're like, listen, I said, Dad, if you want to do that, that's your girl. Hey, if your girl wants you to do that, I understand. How about doing stuff that you don't want to do? Have at it with the Where's Waldo Christmas gear. Now, I had to come to y'all because, you know me, I'm thinking maybe this is a cultural thing, you know, because she was taking it kind of hard. She was like, I don't understand. I don't understand why you guys don't want to do that. And I'm sitting there being like, listen, Mom, Where was this at? When we was growing up, we didn't have none of this stuff. Do not get to a point in life where all of a sudden you want to do matching pajamas. And I've always had a problem with this. Is this actually something that is cool? I don't believe that a Christmas present or a Christmas gift should be a picture of my family that I'm sending to you to sit on your refrigerator.
So
that's wild.
The pajama thing, I'm gonna be honest, like you brought asked if it was a cultural thing a second ago or a little bit ago.
Yeah.
My first thought was like, the only people I know who do that ever are like my white friends. Yeah, like they're always the ones doing the matching pajamas. Myself and guilty, because my wife likes doing at least like we wear the ones on Christmas.
Yeah.
But we don't do like the Christmas card part of it. We don't do like the take the picture, send it out. We do send a Christmas card, but not with matching pajamas on it.
It was creepy. That's wild, bro. And it's me, and I'm like 6'5". I'm like 300. We in matching pajamas. And then I got to get your address. I got to be, hey,
well,
dog.
And I think the other key indicator here.
Hey, dog, let me get your address. For what?
I think the other key indicator here is like, yeah, if you have kids, I think this makes a lot of sense. Like, that's the reason, like, we do it. It's like, we now have my son.
Yeah.
Last couple of years, we try to get, like, the matching one with them. And
then
me and my wife wear the same thing.
The pants on Christmas morning only during present opening.
Yeah,
and as soon as it's done, exactly. I immediately walk downstairs and get my gym shorts back on.
That's the way we do it. Like, that night,
I will play the game for that hour and a half.
And I extend it out to, like, that night, we'll wear them. And we'll wear them in the morning for opening presents. And then I change, and that's it. Like, that's exactly the same thing.
He's asking you to do this and November 10th.
But to like document it in a way, like I get it if you're documenting it for like your own
right.
stuff, like, oh, it's on my phone or whatever. But to document it in a way where then you're sending it to your friends.
Garrett, no. I'm a little disappointed that you wouldn't do it for your mother.
Uh-uh.
But I can fully understand
how you're
not going to text your boy who you grew up going to the club with, right?
Let me get your address.
And then go, hey, I need your address. And they're like, oh, are we about to get into something again? No.
You're like, what?
My whole family has decided that we're going to have matching candy cane pajamas.
Thank you for fixing my situation because I was feeling bad.
You can't do it.
I was feeling bad. I was like, maybe I'm not a good Christmas cheer. But and I said, plus, look, and here's the thing. I said, you know, I told you guys this. So, you know, me and my wife, we're trying to have kids, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, listen, mom, you do know that this is like a. This was like, you got to have a offspring
right.
to get this off.
Yeah.
And if we wear them pajamas, she is really emotional right now. She may break down in those pajamas. Oh, my gosh. This is
not good.
And then I'm out here
it's
looking around.
Christmas for everybody.
I said, you about to ruin the whole weekend. They go, but I'm already under enough pressure as it is.
I will tell you, Garrett, that if you decide to go through with this or if you get talked into doing it or she just shows up at your house with the stuff and it's ready to go. You've got to go full blown. You've got to do the rosy cheeks, get the makeup on the cheeks
make
and make
it
them
so
rosy.
It's embarrassing. Yeah.
You might as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Just go
if
overboard.
If you're doing it, you better be full
really,
blown all
really
the way.
Really lean
in.
Into the bit at that
but,
point.
I mean, we're like, it's me and my brothers. We're big. Like we big, like it's like we trying to find extra size jogging pants because they don't come in certain sizes. Like I'm like, mom, you don't understand that you know how you need a 40 size waist for some of these bottoms. Where are you getting 40 size candy cane bottoms at?
I think you're taking the right approach to this. Like to the point. Like if this is something you do with your family as you start growing, having kids, all the different stuff, that's fine. If my mom called me up today and was like, hey, we're going to get all the kids together. We're going to do this. It'd be a nice thing. I would definitely feel some type of way about it. So I'm 100%
there
with
you
on this.
Hey, mom, I don't feel bad no more. I was feeling bad for you.
You had your chance. It's not my fault that matching pajamas wasn't a thing when we were kids. You had your chance.
Don't try to relive that.
Don't try to put it on me now that I'm 33 years old. Like, no, I'm doing that with my family. We keep that in the past,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're going to keep that in
the past. We keep the past the past.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
216-474-0092. If are you okay wearing matching pajamas and making that your Christmas card for the year? As you can tell from us, we are very much not.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.